The state plans to phase out the use of motel rooms as emergency shelters for homeless families over the next 18 months and halt the program completely by June 30, 2014. Aaron Gorenstein, the undersecretary of the Department of Housing and Community Development, said eliminating the motel system is in the best interests of taxpayers and homeless families.
That's much better for the families because these are one-room motels without cooking facilities, without play space, difficult to get access to transportation and jobs.
Last month, there were about 1,700 homeless families staying in motel and hotel rooms. It cost the state $80 per family per night. Massachusetts last year spent $45 million on emergency shelter for the homeless. In a recent interview, Gorenstein said the state wants to focus its resources on programs to prevent homelessness and increase the availability of affordable housing.
We're trying to reinvest in those programs as we're diverting families from expensive emergency shelter, as we're doing everything we can to prevent homelessness. We're taking the savings and reinvesting it immediately into new housing options for low-income families and individuals.
The state has for decades put homeless families up in motel rooms when emergency shelters are at capacity. But since the recession and the foreclosure crisis, the number of families sheltered in motels has skyrocketed. The average length of stay before a family moves to a new apartment has also increased. Pamela Schwartz, the director of the Western Massachusetts Network to End Homelessness, applauds the state's goal to eliminate the motel system.
It will take a tremendous commitment, both financially and otherwise, to make sure that families are provided the sufficient support they need to maintain permanent housing. So I think it is doable, but it will take money. It will take resources on every level.
The state in 2011 introduced a new program that provides eligible families with up to $4,000 to pay rent, either to avoid homelessness or move out of an emergency shelter. Last summer, the state introduced new eligibility rules for families seeking emergency shelter. Michael Ann Busey, director of the anti-poverty organization Arise for Social Justice, said the new criteria has made it harder for families to qualify for emergency shelter.
So obviously, if you have fewer people entering the shelter system, then you can say you're solving the problem of homelessness. So through a process of attrition, yeah, I think they will be able to empty the shelters, but it's not because people have places to go.
Recognizing that Massachusetts and other states need federal help to combat homelessness, Busey said her organization is joining a new national campaign to get 1 million new homes in the next 4 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.